I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fighting continues in Myanmar months after the military seized power from the elected government. Brian Dennett of AMG International tells us thousands of people are still hiding in the jungle. And now, a deadly COVID-19 surge has invaded Myanmar.
We were so saddened to hear that 8 of our AMG pastors and elders have passed away in just the last few weeks. And even more saddened to hear that, you know, of the worst cases, which was just on the 22nd of June, 3 family members, a father, a mother, and a daughter, all passed away within just a few hours of each other on that day.
AMG's been providing food to displaced people there, getting it into the country through Thailand. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And pioneers in church-centric Bible translation just got a boost from industry leaders. David Reeves, president of Unfolding Word, says they've been invited to join a global Bible translation alliance.
Every tribe, every nation, or E10, is a collective impact of the 10 largest Bible translation organizations in the world. It's pretty stunning and humbling to be invited to be at that table. For us, it means not only that what God is doing through church-centric Bible translation is noteworthy and important, they also see it as a way to accomplish a major portion of their own vision.
E10 aims to end Bible poverty by 2033. Unfolding Word's Gateway Languages strategy is a catalyst to achieving this goal. Pray for leaders as they find the best ways to collaborate in this new partnership. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.